You're listening to SBS News.
For those who will never have graves, a memorial in Canberra stands in the shadow of Parliament House for 353 mainly Afghans and Iraqis who died on a boat known only as Civ X. They drowned 20 years ago at sea, leaving Indonesia, the first major and worst asylum seeker boat tragedy on record of those trying to reach Australia. The late Amal Basri was one of just 45 survivors and told SBS's Dateline program of the moment the Indonesian fishing boat went down.
It was like the doors of hell opening onto us, the moment everyone was screaming. Children and women were all around me dying or not breathing or screaming. I heard them screaming, dying.
More than 280 of the dead were women and children. It was front page news in Australia and around the world. Coming just after the Tampa and the so-called children overboard affairs, a Senate inquiry into how this could happen cast no blame. But in 2002, it found...
It is extraordinary a major human disaster could occur in the vicinity of intensive Australian operations and remain undetected until 3 days after the event, without any concern being raised within intelligence and decision-making circles.
The inquiry exposed the Howard government's top-secret Operation Relex, designed to monitor, disrupt and stop the boats beyond Australia's territorial seas, a forerunner to the Morrison government's sovereign borders. Former Australian ambassador and diplomat Tony Kevin gave evidence that contradicted that of the federal government.
Absolutely, there was a cover-up. As I say, a cover-up of the nature of the Australian involvement in the people smuggling disruption program in Indonesia, which basically set up the whole voyage of this ship, which was doomed to sink from the outset. There was never any possibility of it reaching Christmas Island. And also a cover-up of the whole question of why the Australian air surveillance was never alerted to look for a missing boat.
Tony Kevin blew the whistle on then Prime Minister John Howard's claims Civ X sank in Indonesian waters outside Operation Relex's surveillance area.
And these three independent sources for information were all within 3 days of the tragedy. They all showed the boat having sunk way out in the Indian Ocean in the Australian maritime surveillance zone and in a zone where Australian ships could have very readily and easily gone to the rescue from the Christmas Island area, which they were monitoring.
Following the Tampa standoff in August 2001, when the government refused to allow 438 rescued asylum seekers to set foot in Australia, the Howard government hardened its policy on asylum seekers, introducing boat turnbacks. Civ X sank during the 2001 election campaign, a week before Mr. Howard delivered his famous line.
We have a proud record of welcoming people from 140 different nations, but we will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
Australia's then immigration minister was Philip Ruddock. He had introduced temporary protection visas, denying refugees in Australia family reunion rights, blamed by refugee advocates for pushing people to attempt perilous boat journeys as a last resort.
Look, I don't look back and say what we did brought this about. So I don't feel personal culpability in relation to it. Doesn't mean I don't feel very much for the loss of life that has occurred.
Mr. Ruddock adamantly rejects claims of a cover-up.
I'm simply making the point that we had a range of agencies and they looked very, very much at what they could find. There were aircraft in the air. There were people surveilling it. There were very, very substantial examination of the way in which people were using communications. There were people on the ground in Indonesia monitoring all of these matters closely. The fact that this group were able to work round all that, when you saw all of the evidence about it from very senior and very experienced public servants, I think it's unreasonable to question the judgments that they formed.
15 years ago, two people were convicted for people smuggling over the Civex, one in Egypt and a second in Brisbane. 2 decades on, Iraqi refugee Maytham Radi has been extradited from New Zealand. In November, he is due to face court in Brisbane, charged with organising groups of non-citizens into Australia related to the Civex. Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.